We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says, save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Morning Grind here. I am Turd Ferguson, again, replacing Stevie. He'll be back some point next week. I'm not even sure. On vacation, which is much needed because that guy works way harder than I am with way too much stuff. But again, last night with me, nice little Friday slate, 14 games, going to be a fun one. And I'm joined by one of the best GPP players in the industry. Dre, how you doing over there, buddy?
What's going on? I'm doing pretty good over here. Just, you know, hanging in there, trying to hopefully do well tonight. But we'll see how it goes with this small slate. Weird slate.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a weird one. I think I'm pretty much breaking even, which I was fine with. But not too bad. I won some money on the early slate. So, you know, things could be worse in life. And that Judge home run that just happened might be helping me out a bit. But we got 14 games to talk about. We're just going to dive right on in because I'm old and have to go to bed. So let's get started here with the first game. We got the Reds going up against the Phillies. Molly going up against Wheeler. We have an 8.5 total. Phillies, pretty decent favorite at 170. Let's start off with Molly here. 7.1K, ridiculous price tag for how good he is. I know that the Phillies are not a big strikeout team, especially going up against righties. But this just seems like a silly price tag to me. You got any interest, Molly?
Oh, yeah, definitely at that price. Just especially we're going to see how the lineup shakes out for Philly. I know we had JC Romero questionable, but probably expected to be back on the slate. So I definitely have interest in Molly at that price because just the strikeout upside is going to be high.
Yeah, no, I mean, the fact they can go up to 110 pitches, 110 pitches last outing, 10 strikeouts, 32 DraftKings points, and for some reason they dropped him down 2,700. I don't understand it. He's probably going to be the chalkiest pitcher on the slate, would be my guess. Understandably so, but we have some pivots right around that price range that we'll get to later. But Molly, great now is probably the top point per dollar play at pitching on the entire slate. Over on the other side, we got Zach Wheeler, 10.3K, clear ace on the slate, going up against a little bit of a tough Cincinnati team, but he's been dominant all season long, does not ever give up more than 4 earned runs, it seems. You going to pay up for Wheeler on this slate?
I'll probably have a little bit of exposure to him, but I'll probably try to get some more better pitchers and some easier matchups. But the strikeout, like you said, he's been consistent all year, and the strikeout upside is still going to be pretty high here because even though the Reds teams, they do produce a lot of hits when they are hitting on all cylinders, but they do also strike out a good fair amount. So I definitely like getting into a little bit of Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how lineup builds are going to go out, but I like a lot of guys in the 6 and 7K range. So while Wheeler does stand out to me as the top point per dollar pitcher on the slate, it's not like we don't have a ton of spend ups on the slate. I mean, it's not like we don't have a ton of spots where we're going to end up saving some money. So while I do plan on using a bit of him, I'm not sure how much I'll end up using him. Not that he's in he's a bad play at all. It's just I don't know how my lineups are going to end up. It all depends on how much money I have in play. But there's one very clear offense that I'm going to be loading up on the slate that I probably need to pay a hefty penny on some of those bats. But we'll get to that in a little bit. What about these Cincinnati bats?
They're good for GPPs, I would say that. And I'm going to have a little bit of exposure to them just for that reason and that reason alone. Other than that, you can't go wrong with them, but it's a tough matchup. So I wanted to try to see if I could target some teams in easier matchups. But the prices are pretty high on them, too, on like the first half of the lineup. But I definitely don't mind getting to them, like I said, as far as GPPs.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely an interesting spot, especially with a slate with this much cheap pitching. It definitely makes an interesting leverage play, just going off of Wheeler being very highly owned. But, yeah, it is so tough to pay for these guys. Like, Winker's 5.6K, Castellanos almost 5K, Votto 5.6K, Moustakas 5.1K. I mean, Naquin's a nice little value there at 2.6K, but you never know if he's going to get pinch hit for. It's just an expensive lineup in a really tough spot, getting a little bit of a park downgrade going out of Cincinnati here, even though it is pretty solid pitching weather. What about over the other side with Philly going up against a likely chalk Molly?
Wow. Sorry. The Yankees just took the lead in the top of the ninth inning. I am surprised. They've just been pounding the runs.
My parlay is alive.
But yeah, the bats, if Tyler Molly's going to be popular, which we expect him to be, I probably will then try to maybe have a little bit of Philadelphia Phillies as far as like a couple of stacks of them in tournaments, just to be a little bit contrary, a little bit different. So I definitely like Bryce Harper in this position. He's at 5.7K, still it's a fair price for him. But Brad Miller, he's 3.3K, and Didi at 3.1K are probably some of my favorite targets. But I don't believe I might get to Herrera in the back half of that lineup as a lefty, too.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, in big field tournaments, Phillies are definitely making an interesting stack just because Molly's ownership is going to be so high. It's not like he's invincible. He's not an absolute top-tier guy in the league. He's just a well-above-average pitcher, but he can give up big outings, and he's had some bad ones over his last 10 startings. Four outings of four or more earned runs. He's had given up two home runs in three of his last 10. Like, he can still give up some damage. And it's not like outside of Bryce Harper, anyone's really that expensive here. And a lot of this lineup is pretty low strikeout going up against righties. So you can definitely make it work here. I think it is an interesting spot for GPPs. Let's move on to the next game here. We got Milwaukee going up against Pittsburgh. We got Anderson versus Keller. 9.5 total here. Let's start off with Anderson. Any interest in him at all?
Maybe a tiny bit. Definitely don't mind him. 7.2K is probably about a fair price for him, especially in this matchup going against Pittsburgh. And this game's going to be pretty humid, too. So it's going to be a good hitting weather for sure. So I'll definitely have a little bit of exposure to him, but probably not that much.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do it. Like, there's too many other good pitchers on this slate. It is an easy matchup going up against Pittsburgh. Obviously not a great lineup outside of Hayes and Reynolds. So just getting the lack of strikeout upside, I think I'd rather go elsewhere, but I understand playing him. Like, they got a 4.1 implied total. He's put up some pretty decent outings, averaging about 17 points over his last three. What about over the other side with Mitch Keller, who's just been terrible lately?
Yeah, definitely not. I love the Milwaukee Brewers bats on that side. So I definitely won't have any exposure to Mitch Keller at all.
Yeah, so talk to me about those bats. I have no interest in Keller either.
Yeah, so since we have no interest, both have no interest in Keller, this lineup as a whole, I like Christian Yelich. I like Wong for sure. Novarez, he's probably going to be one of my favorite ones to target. But Rowdy Tellez, still, he's questionable right now, but I expect him to still be in a lineup at 3.6K. They finally moved his price up a little bit more, so I love getting to him for sure. I think that they have a chance to obviously be probably one of the highest scoring teams on the slate, especially if the game plays, but with the way the humidity is and the weather, it should be a perfect game for them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not unworldly hot. It's going to be about 79 degrees, but it will be very, very humid, which bodes very well for these bats. I'm not a huge fan of this ballpark, but this team has just been hitting super well recently. I think it's about, 17 runs tonight, just absolutely crushing the ball. A little bit tough to pay that price tag for Yelich, Adames, and Escobar, but you can throw one of those guys in, maybe two, round it out with Wong, Navarez, Tellez, if he's in the lineup, Garcia, if he's back in the lineup. You can definitely make it work on this slate, especially with some cheap pitching options. What about over on the other side with Pittsburgh?
Only if anything, it would just be like a few, like a mini stack, if anything, just because of, you don't know what the exposure is going to be for Brett Anderson. So I like the righties in the lineup though, more so like Hayes, Reynolds, and Stallings typically, and how do you pronounce it? Nowinski? No, I can't even say his last name. But John, I like getting to him a little bit too as well.
No go. We'll call him no go.
Yeah, let's call him no go. Yes, no go. I like getting to him as well. And even Anthony Alford, that's a little bit of a cheap off the wall play. Because especially with tomorrow, since it's a 14 game streak, we know that you're not going to really need to. Ownership might not be that big of an issue. It might be somewhat concentrated on some of the teams, but if you want to get a little bit off the wall, Anthony Alford as well as Kevin Newman is something not a bad play as well.
Yeah, no, I almost never mind a Pittsburgh stack. I mean, Hayes and Reynolds are obviously actual good bats, and then everyone else in the lineup is entirely cheap. It's just an interesting little spot here. I don't mind a mini stack going with Hayes, Reynolds, and then literally throw a dart at the board. I don't really mind any of them. Brett Anderson doesn't give up a ton of home runs, pretty big ground ball pitcher, but he can still get done in four with BABIP, and the bad bullpen arms can come in. So I don't hate it, I don't love it, it's just a cheap stat secondary stack to me. Let's move on to the next game here. We got Atlanta going up against Washington. We got Morton going up against, looks like, Josiah Gray. Let's start off here with Morton, 9 total game, Braves a favorite. You got any interest in Morton at 8.3k?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This he might be actually, now looking at it, probably one of my favorite pitchers on the slate, just for because of the matchup against the Washington Nationals. This is a watered down lineup from what they had earlier in the year. They still should strike out pretty high. I think it's about 26%. I want to say it's a strikeout percentage as a team total from what I looked at beforehand on them, but it's pretty high, and they have a couple guys obviously that you have to worry about with Juan Soto and Josh Bell, but no one else really scares me in this lineup, so I like Morton today a lot. He's been consistent all year too.
Yeah, no, and he's definitely been very good, especially over like the last 6-7 games. Been solid, hasn't gone too late into the last 3 games, which slightly worries me, but no reason to think that he can't get up to over 100 pitches if he's pitching well. It's kind of what it ends up coming down to. Plus, he's been averaging over 20 points a game over the last 10. Just been really solid here. I'm right there with you, and I like that price tag. What about Josiah Gray over on the other side, sitting at 8.1K? Kid had a ton of strikeout upside in the minors. Still striking out over 30% of guys. Has a little bit of walk problems, but it's kind of come down over the last 2 games. Any interest in Josiah Gray?
Not on this slate. 8.1K is a tough price to pay for him, even though I know what his upside is and what his potential is to be. But to me, I think that's just not a route I want to go on this particular slate.
Yeah, I mean, he's in play for GPPs. It's that simple. Like, this kid is just too good. I'm worried about the pitch count. It's only gone up to 82 pitches so far, but still solid overall arm, can put up a big outing, put up 25 in his last one. He's not my favorite. He's probably pretty far down the list considering how much value is in the 6 and 7K range. But yeah, he's definitely in play for me. What about the Atlanta bats on the other side?
I love trying to take advantage of that. Especially if you say it's going to be a play more, I like Atlanta. Atlanta's one of the teams that I think they're still in the hunt for the playoffs and still for the division. So I like targeting them. And this lineup is not bad at all. The best bat in this lineup to me is going to be Freddie Freeman, obviously at 4.8K. So I like getting to him a lot, either as a one-off or even as a mini-stack with Solar and Albies and Swanson and Riley, Duvall. They just power up and down this lineup too as well. So I like getting to a lot of Atlanta as far as like probably more so my secondary stacks though tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, Josiah Gray can get a little bit wild again. Huge strikeout upside, but this lineup is just kind of stacked all the way 1-7, 1-8. Just a very good Atlanta lineup. I have a little bit of interest in him, but not a ton. What about over the other side with the Nationals?
Nationals, not really. Like I said, the only people I would have is just more so Juan Soto, Josh Bell's one-offs. Other than that, not going to really get so many other ones.
Yeah, I just, like, Soto is a one-off. Like, Josh Bell's not even cheap, and Soto's gone up in price pretty drastically. Morton's a good pitcher, so I think I'm fully probably out on the Nationals, but I will not argue with a Soto one-off just because he's been so good since the All-Star break. Let's go on to the next game here. We got Baltimore going up against Boston. Watkins going up against Pivetta. Red Sox, 6.9 implied total here. One of the highest I've seen outside of Coors in a decent amount of time. Going to be hot and humid over there. Let's start off with Watkins here. Any interest in him?
No.
That is the correct answer. Pivetta on the other side?
A little bit, but not really. More so for GPPs, but at I'm not going to use it to Nick Pivetta, even though I know he's pitched pretty well his last couple games. No, I'm not going to get to him.
Yeah, no, he's been pretty solid recently, but I still don't think I want to play him on a different slate. It'd be a whole different story, but it's 84 degrees. Going to be humid there. They're playing in Wrigley, so I don't think I can go with Pivetta, even against a decent strikeout team in Baltimore. What about any Baltimore bats?
Baltimore bats, I mean, GPP-wise, like, the GPP player in me says, yes, let's play some Baltimore bats, like DJ Stewart, Mullins, even as a one-off is good. The weather is working both ways because it's going to be hot heat right there in total. So even though everyone's going to be on the other side of the game, which is rightly so, you can still pretty much get to these bats because you never know what can happen. Nick Pivetta can also, you know, even though he's been pitching solid lately, he can still blow up and not have that great of a game. So I like answer like Mullins, Santander, Stewart, the lefties in the lineup for sure. Maybe even a little bit of Severino. And obviously got the power bats with Mancini in there and Hayes as well.
Yeah, I mean, I play Baltimore far more often than I should. But in this spot, I think I'm mostly sticking to the outfield, like Santander, Hayes, Stewart. Like, those are my main guys. If you want to play Mullins or Mancini, that's fine if you want to do a full stack. But I think the mini stack and the outfield will allow you to pay up for a high price stack. Like, again, I might not be too far against a game stack in this spot just because of the weather in the matchup. So Hayes, Santander, and Stewart all kind of make it work, but that's really it. Like, they're just solid point per dollar plays. Over on the other side, 6.9 total. Red Sox are going to be the chalk. I don't know if I can get myself away from playing these guys because Watkins is not good and the bullpen is just bad for Baltimore.
Yeah, I agree. And I can't see in the world where I'm not going to have so many Red Sox stacks. They're going to be probably my top on stack of the night, honestly. I guess I just see it now. Probably at least probably 1A, because I think there's another team on the state that I like a lot too. But I love everything about it. My favorite play from the Red Sox is probably going to be Rafael Devers at 5.8K. I know he's a little bit expensive, but he should be able to hit a couple home runs off of Watkins today and have a great game.
Yeah, I am playing everyone, every single person in the Red Sox lineup. I'm stacking them every which way. Obviously, my favorite are going to be the spend-up bats, Bogarts, Devers, JD, Enrique, and Hunter Renfroe has just been on a tear recently. They're just far too good. Play all the Red Sox bats, and that's pretty much it. Let's move on to the next game here. Dodgers, Mets, Urias, McGill. 9 total here. Any interest in Urias at 9.9K?
A part of me wants to say yes, but with pitching the way it is on this slate, I don't think I'm going to need him. So I'm probably not going to get 2 as much, especially in this type of game.
Yeah, probably a cross off of me too. I think I prefer Wheeler. I prefer Ray. Urias, fine, but just not really great. This Mets lineup has been very solid. Urias a little bit splits neutral here, and there's a lot of good bats from both sides of the plate. What about Miguel over on the other side going up against the Dodgers?
Same thing. I can't get to him. The spot is pretty much you don't want to play no bats because no pitching against Dodgers ever really. So I can't do it.
Yep. Real simple rule. Don't play pitchers versus the Dodgers unless they're super elite and low owned. Dodgers bats?
Dodgers bats. Yes. I'd love to get to the Dodgers bats today. They're probably going to be. See, how popular do you think they're going to be tomorrow?
Not very.
I don't think so either. So I don't mind getting to a lot of them and trying to be over the field of them, especially when they're not popular. I think the chance, even though we know McGill's a pretty good pitcher, I still think that he can still get pretty much rocked by any one of these guys in this lineup. Yeah, Trey Turner, who I like a lot. My favorite bat though, who I think could be sneaky, even though he's going to be in this lineup at the bottom, number eight is Billy McKinney. At 2K, the minimum on DK, a lefty. I think he could probably hit a couple home runs. And I also like Cody Bellinger. He seems to be playing a lot better lately, so I like getting to him a lot too in this lineup.
Yeah, I don't mind the Dodgers. I'm not really high on them. They're playing over in City, obviously not a great ballpark. The prices are probably how they should be. They're generally pretty underpriced or under-owned in most slates, but I don't think this is a slate. I like McGill, and even though this Dodgers lineup's good, this is just a big enough slate where I think I'm going to be off on him. What about the Mets over on the other side?
The Mets on the other side, I'll have some of them in GPPs, just maybe a few of them. Mostly just one off, though, and Pete Alonso. But if I do, I'll have like a mini stack, if anything, so I'll probably be into like 150 tomorrow. With like Pete Alonso, Javier Baez, and VR. Those will be like my top plays over there.
Yeah, I'm probably just off. Like Alonso is a one-off. Dominic Smith is cheap, but everyone else is like McDeal's 5.2K. It's too high for me. Baez is 6K, too high for me. So I'm probably out on the rest of these bets. Let's move on to the next game here. We got Cubs versus Marlins. We got 7.5 total here. Azalea going up against Lizardo. Let's start off with Azalea, 7.6K playing in Miami. Any interest in him?
Sorry, as a John.
Been there before.
Yeah, I'm not going to probably – I mean, it's a good ballpark for pitching, but I don't know. No, that's not going to do it. That's West Side, honestly.
And I think this is the first time we really disagreed. I love him here. 7.6K, been – always kind of like you never know how late he's going to go in the game, but 90, 82, 81, 102 pitches in the last four games. Really solid matchup going up against Miami. Not a good lineup at all. Playing in one of the best ballparks. I really like Azalea. He's probably one of my favorite GPP pitchers on the entire slate. We'll see where his ownership ends up at, but I think there's a spot where he could put up a pretty big outing here. So, yeah, first time really disagree. What about Lizardo over on the other side?
I actually make you look into. I'm gonna look into him tomorrow.
Yeah, please do, because honestly, this is I never play him, and look, game log watcher is gonna be like, no, I'm not playing him. But this is a spot I think where he can really, really put up a pretty decent number. Like he has solid strikeout stuff, and this is just a bad overall lineup. So look into him a bit tomorrow. What about Lizardo?
Lizardo. I'm just more worried about the pitch count for him, because how many pitches did he get last time?
I don't think 80, I don't think he's going to go that late into the game.
Yeah, so I can't – I would love to play him in this spot because obviously it's Chicago and the Cubs, but I'm not going to – I'm probably off of it.
Yeah, no, I think I'm on the same page. Like, if I knew he was going to get up to 90, 95, 100 pitches, I'd probably consider him. He's a solid – overall pitcher. Hasn't been great this season, but has some solid stuff and can show it at times. And a Cubs lineup that's absolute trash, probably the spot where it would end up happening, but I just can't. I don't think I can do it at 80 pitches. I want a little bit more upside in this slate with so many other good pitchers. What about these? Do you want any bats from this game?
No, just none.
Yeah, let's move on. No bats from either side. Both these pitchers are good enough, and there's a bad ballpark and two very bad lineups. Moving on to the next game here, we got the Indians going up against the Tigers here. 9.5 total. Plesac going up against Alexander. Start off with Plesac at 8.8K, and he just has not been worth that price tag recently. Interested in him at all?
No.
Yeah, probably only going to go up to 90 pitches. Just even against Detroit, don't care. He only put up 10 points against him last time out. What about Alexander over on the other side? He's cheap. This isn't the worst matchup in the world, but he's really not great.
Nah, I like the way Cleveland actually has been playing lately. I mean, I can see the spot where you want to get to him. If he's going to still get around 5 or 6 innings, then yes. I'll probably have a little bit of him, because last time he did actually play, he pitched against him earlier last week, I believe, and had a pretty good outing against him. And his price is, what, come up a little bit? Only 40, yeah.
I mean, he did give up no runs and he got the win. So 21 points seems pretty solid.
That's solid for that price too, especially on this slate. I might consider him a little bit, just because we know it's the same matchup. Even though I don't like to be like a game long watcher, but how many people are really going to be on him tomorrow? Probably
no one.
Yeah, so I think if you're running 150 lineups only, like maybe having like one or two shares of him, which I probably will, just to take a chance to see what happens. But that's really about it, because he'll allow me to get some more upside into bats, honestly.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think I'm doing that, but I'm not a 150 lineup guy, so I fully understand it. What about any of these Cleveland bats?
Cleveland, I'll get to some of them. I definitely will. I like the lineup for sure that is projected out that we're going to have. So Jose Ramirez, Rosario, Reyes is where I would start with those three. I even like getting to Mercado. It's definitely someone that probably is going to be pretty. I think he's probably going to be a little bit lower owned because he's more towards the back half of the lineup. But I like this spot for him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these bats are cheap. I mean, Franmil and Ramirez, both very expensive, but absolutely worth it. Alexander, not a great pitcher, plus the bullpen behind him is really not great. So those two guys, and then I'm fine with a full stack, like Harold Ramirez, if he's in the lineup, 2.5K, Mercado, 2.3K, Hedges, 2.3K. Pretty much Miles Straw probably leading off, not great, but 2.6K. Like, this is just a cheap stack outside of the two main guys. So you do a full five-man stack, and you can still get some pretty decent pitching and some decent secondary stack. So I don't mind the call at all. What about Detroit over on the other side?
Detroit, see, just like you said, you always play some Baltimore. I always play some Detroit. So I will look to definitely be playing some Detroit for sure. I like Grossman's scope. Cabrera, Candelario, obviously. I even like getting to a little bit also in the back half of the lineup, like Willy Castro. I like him tomorrow a lot, especially at 2.5K, but they'll be more so used as a secondary stack for me more than anything. But yeah, I like getting to him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm probably staying away from Detroit, but I fully understand playing it. Everyone has his lines played, and they've been paying off pretty decently lately. So don't hate it. Just this is a spot where I'm probably going to stay away on a 14-game slate, but I'm only running out a few lineups. Let's go on to the next game here. We got the A's going up against the Rangers. 8 total, Irvin versus Dunning. Start off with Cole Irvin going up against an atrocious Rangers lineup.
I definitely have some interest in him for sure. That price, 8.2K, is a pretty fair price for him. Texas is not one of the better, just one of the worst teams in the league. And with the strikeouts upside that the matchup brings, I like getting to him.
Yeah. No, I mean, he just put up 20 points against this team last time out. Can absolutely do it again. Solid overall pitcher, decent strikeout stuff. Really, really solid matchup here. So I like Irvin a decent amount. What about Dunning over on the other side, even though we may only get 60, 70, 80 pitches out of him?
Yeah, no, I can't risk that, especially because you can play, because Oakland looks like has been hitting pretty well lately. So I definitely won't take that chance.
Yeah, Lowry back in the lineup, the addition of Harrison Marte. This is a mean looking lineup. I play a decent amount of Dunning, but this slate does not call for it. There's too many good pitchers in the 6 to 7K range. I'm fully out on Dunning, and I don't think I have any real interest in these Oakland bats. I'm not going to argue with it, but Dunning's a solid enough pitcher where I think I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll have a little bit of exposure to him, if anything. Like I said, a couple, maybe the either one else or a mini stack or secondary, but that's really about it.
Yeah, that's fair. Texas Rangers, I have zero interest in.
Oh, yeah, zero too. We can move on to the next one.
Yeah, let's move on to the next one here. We got the Cardinals going up against the Royals, Flaherty going up against Minor, 8.5 total. Flaherty coming off the 60-day IL. Don't know how late he'll pitch into this game. Any interest in Flaherty yet? A little bit of a discounted price tag of 8.3K.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I can trust how late he'll go into the game. I mean, his last AAA start, he went to 75 pitches. I don't think – it says he's not expected to face any significant restrictions, but I don't know. I don't know if I can fully trust it. I'm probably going to lay off a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I'm probably out on Flaherty. I may revisit it tomorrow, but I have more interest on the other side with Mike Minor. Obviously, he's been all right at times of the season, good at times of the season, bad at times of the season. And he's been on a pretty decent streak, putting up double digits in the last four. It's not a bad matchup going up against St. Louis. The price tag of 6.4K is pretty solid. Most likely going to get high 90s into the 100 pitches out of him. I kind of like him on this slate.
I get it, especially at that price. It's a fair price for him, too. So in this matchup, I like it, too, as one of the cheaper end pitchers. It allows you to get, like I said, to pay up to get different and more bats. So I don't mind playing it because all he needs to really give you is just like, what, like 10 to 15 fantasy points and you're fine. So, yeah, I think I'll have a good amount of him in my lineup tomorrow.
All right. I have no interest in the Cardinals bats.
No, not really.
I have no real interest in the Royals bats.
I have interest in the Royals bats just because Flaherty's coming off of the IL. So I might have a little bit just to see how he is, just to gauge like how good he is in working as far as working himself back into the groove of things.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Moving on to the next game here, we got the Rays going up against the Twins. McClanahan going up against Pineda. 8.5 total here, or 9.5 total here. Pretty decent total. Supposed to be pretty good hitting weather. Start off with McClanahan, who's been pitching pretty darn well recently. Pitch count, always something to be concerned about, but over the last few starts, he's been up around 90. I have some interest here going up against a Minnesota team that isn't quite the same after the absence of Cruz. And is a pretty decent matchup for a guy that's very talented and has been pitching pretty well recently.
Yes, I definitely like McClanahan. I like him a lot. That price 7.8 is very, very, very appealing to me. So I look to have a pretty decent amount of him tomorrow for sure, going against these Twins.
Yep, right there with you. What about Pineda over on the other side? Ever since the sticky stuff got cracked down on, his strikeout rate has been not great, to say the least. Since beginning of June, I think, or whatever it was, he's been at around like a 17% striker rate. He is cheap going up against a high strikeout Rays team, but I don't think I have any real interest in him at all.
Yeah, I don't either at all. I can't get to him, especially the way he's been pitching lately. It could just be a disappointing across all for me.
Yeah, I will, however, play some Rays bats. I mean, Pineda, not great, kind of a splits neutral guy, so I'll target both sides of the plate here. Nelson Cruz, Wander Franco, Lau, Meadows, all these guys are very, well, not very cheap. They're all under 5K, and they're all good bets in a pretty decent hitting environment. I like the Rays stack today.
Oh, I agree with you totally, and I'm definitely going to try to have a decent amount of the Rays stacks for sure, too. I like the total, like the matchup, and like you said, splits neutral, so both sides of the place will be good to target for him. If Rose Arenas is back in the lineup, I love targeting him tomorrow for sure.
All right. What about the Twins over on the other side? I don't have a ton of interest, but these price tags are kind of just begging me to play them. I might have to reconsider. I like McClanahan a lot, but not a single bat over 4K in this entire lineup. I don't know what's going on here, but the 4.3 total with those price tags, I'm really starting to think about playing some Donaldson, playing some Garver, playing some Sano, all at sub 4 price K price tags. I don't know how I can get away from these guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like the top six players in the lineup makes me want to play them, so I like that. They're good for GPP, so I'll probably have – see, I don't like having shares of everyone, but but it seems like I am. But I will probably target some of these guys and have them as far as, like, mini stacks or secondary, and for sure, because the matchup is – I mean, the matchup isn't the best. I like, cause I like McClanahan a lot, too, tomorrow, but Polanco just stands out to me at 3.1K leading off. That's too cheap for him in a spot where he's a good hitter. They just been on a bad streak lately. So,
yeah, that's fair. Right there with you. Let's move on to the next game here. We got the Astros going up against the Angels. 8.5 total here. Greinke versus Sandoval. Let's start off with old man, potentially Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke. Any interest in him at 8.5K?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to play pretty much. I don't know how much I'm going to have him, but I'll probably get to a little bit of him tomorrow. Around that price point, 8.5 is pretty fair. I like Morton though more, but this lineup for the Angels is not the best. You only got to really worry about is Ohtani, maybe even Walsh with him coming back. So, but I like it. It's a great kid, good amount.
Yeah, that's fair. I haven't played Greinke pretty much the entire season. I'm not going to start now, even though it's against this Angels lineup. That lineup just doesn't look great right now. He just hasn't been pitching fantastic recently. I guess it's not a horrible price tag for him. He's pitching well. Just I don't see a huge amount of upside with just lack of strikeouts, less than 5 Ks in each of the last 5-6 starts. I don't think I'm going there with Greinke, but I fully understand going there. What about with Sandoval over on the other side? This kid, a little bit wild at times, but since the beginning of June, sitting right around a 30% K rate, going up against a low strikeout Houston team. I like him in tournaments at this price tag. He makes an interesting pivot off of Molly. Like, he's a guy that can put up a big outing if he can just keep it under control. I get the match was bad, but I think you have to consider him considering what he's done since the beginning of June.
Yeah, you definitely do, for sure. The matchup what scares me a little bit. That's the only thing, but Molly's matchup is better because the Phillies versus the Houston. Yeah, I'll have some shares of him definitely for sure in tournaments. I think he's a great tournament player, like you said, and a good pivot off of Molly. So, yeah, I like it.
Nice. Talked you down to him. Proud of that. What about any Astros exposure? I mean, Sandoval can get a little wild. I think I'm staying away from him because Sandoval has only given up 2 home runs over the last 6 games, so I don't see a huge amount of upside.
Yeah, I don't see that much upside in him at all. I mean, in this game, really at all. So, like, I'll have maybe like a few stacks of Houston just in case, because I know how at times they just go off when no one's playing them. But I can't see myself getting to a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm just out on him. And then on the Angels side, pretty much Ohtani is a one off, but he's spendy.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Same here. Ohtani has a one off, and I'll keep moving from there.
All right, let's move on to the next game here. We got the Padres going up against the Diamondbacks. Blake Snell going up against Bumgarner. We have a 7.5 total. Let's start off with Snell here, who just has ridiculous control issues pretty much for the entirety of the season, but is coming off a 42-point game against this exact Diamondbacks team. I think he's going to garner some ownership. I don't know if I can trust him. I don't know if I'm going to chase that one game. Like, he can put up a huge game at any time, but there's also the off chance that he puts up a negative outing. So I don't know if I can go with Snell. I don't mind it as a GPP play, but I think I'm off of him. What about you?
I'm going to have some exposure to him because I always get this wrong with him. Whenever I'm under on him or off on him completely, he also has that big game. And then when I'm on him, he doesn't play well at all. But I'm going to just probably have a little – I'll be under the field still on him tomorrow, but I'm definitely want some exposure to him in this matchup against Arizona.
Yeah, man, that's entirely fair. And I fully understand. Like I said, guy just put up 40 points against this team in his last outing. I just think I'm going to probably stay away from it. But I'm not building a ton of lineups. What about Bumgarner over on the other side in a tough matchup going up against San Diego?
I mean, at that price, 7.5K, I like what he can bring to the table at that price and get the upside. And this is not really like – this is still a good lineup, but it's not as good as it could be, obviously, without Tatis. So I like getting to Bumgarner a little bit in tournaments. That's really mainly it. But I don't mind also taking some of the bats on the other side, too, when it comes to San Diego.
I personally don't play Bumgarner. I will not play him in this spot. I just think he's kind of done for, which might be true. Padres bats,
yeah. I have some interest in them. So, like Pham, Manny Machado is probably one of my favorites, for sure. I like Will Myers at the bottom of that lineup for GBPs, especially if he's going to be in the seventh hole still. So, I like getting some a little bit in tournaments.
All right. Yeah, fully understand that. Diamondbacks bats?
Definitely not.
I could see a full stack if Snell's going to draw some ownership just because he can go terribly wrong. I like Ketel Marte at there at 3.8K. Like, but if I'm playing a stack, it's strictly just the cheap price tags, and it's going to be leverage off Snell and hoping Snell just has his control issues. But that's really it. Move on to the next game here. We got the Rockies going up against the Giants. 8.5 total here, or 7.5 total here. Gomber going up against Descalfani. Let's start off with Gomber here, who's been pretty solid so far this season. 6.8K. I like playing San Francisco bats. I think I'm playing Gomber today. He's just been pretty good. He's a lefty going up against the Giants. They'll probably platoon out, taking out a lot of their really good bats, such as Belt and Yaz. I really, really like Gomber. I like this that he's playing in 60-degree weather where it's hotter around the U.S. I think he's going to be one of my top plays on the slate. He's a decent pivot off of Molly.
I kind of agree with you there. He's a talented pitcher, and that price is obviously too low for him. But we know he's coming off his second game back from injury. So I like the spot where I don't think no one's going to be on him that much. At least I hope not, especially because it's San Francisco and they've been playing pretty well this season, probably above their heads of what everyone expected of them. So I like getting to Gomber a little bit for sure some GPPs.
All right, what about Descalfani on the other side at 9K? He has not been great recently at all, and just coming off the IL, I have no interest in Descalfani.
Yeah, for someone coming off the IL, I might have – I mean, 9K is expensive to pay for him. Yeah, I probably – the matchup is so good, though, with Colorado, and the park is going to be his favorable more so towards pitching, if I'm correct, so – I might have a little bit of Descalfani. Just this is a tiny bit, maybe like no more than 5%. Just because I know that Colorado can at times have a high strikeout amount in their lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I'm not doing it, but he is like maybe it was a lagging shoulder issue. That's why he got put on the IL because he has not been the same. He was fantastic prior to the All-Star break, absolutely fantastic. Since then. Granted, two matchups against the Dodgers probably didn't help, but he just has been great since the All-Star break. But maybe 10-day IL stint is just to give him a little bit of time to heal up that shoulder. He could come in. He could throw fantastically. So I don't mind that call there. I'm not playing any Rockies bats, though, even if Descalfani is what he was prior to going on the IL. Doesn't really matter too much for me because this Rockies team isn't great, and I don't like this ballpark.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely won't play no. I'll play maybe. I'm gonna have to dig into the numbers tomorrow. I don't want to say for sure what I'm gonna play or not, but I might get a little bit as well as just GPPs as a secondary stack. That's about it. If anything, if not, then I'll probably be off of them completely.
Yeah, that's fair. What about these giant bats? I'm not playing them. I like Gomber. I don't like this ballpark. I like playing their lefties, and their lefties probably aren't going to be lying.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like Gomber. I love the talent that he has and the strikeout upside that he definitely brings. So I definitely don't see myself playing a lot of Giants tomorrow, if at all.
All right. Let's move on to the last game of the night here. We got the Blue Jays going up against the Mariners. We have an 8.5 total. Blue Jays, pretty decent favorite. Ray going up against Flexen. Let's start off with Ray here. 9.2K has not been pitching fantastic recently like he was pitching earlier on in the season. Walks issues have come back, but this is just a great matchup going up against a high strikeout Mariners team. Are you going to pivot off of Wheeler and Urias to go over to Ray?
I like Robbie Ray. That's my guy, my pitcher for the season. He's done me well. It won me a lot of money. So I'll definitely have some exposure to him for sure. And just go down with the ship if he doesn't do well. But I don't expect him to get blown up. Maybe give him a couple runs if anything, but I like the spot for him for sure.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm kind of right there with you. It's just a solid enough spot. Like this Mariners lineup is pretty strikeout heavy. I think that he could end up getting stuff together because, I mean, he hasn't been great over the last four matchups. One of them have been Cleveland, The other three have been Boston. He has not been easy matchups. Prior to that, he was averaging like 27 points a game. So it's just been mostly the last four matchups have been tough. That's why his numbers are probably not what they should be. But he still even hasn't been that terrible. So I really like Robbie Ray in tournaments. I'm going to wait and see what Wheeler's ownership is. Going to wait and see what my lineup builds end up taking me to. If I can afford Wheeler and he's not going to be too heavily on, I'll go with that. But otherwise, I'm probably going down to Robbie Ray. What about flexing over on the other side going up against this absolutely stacked Blue Jays team?
Yeah, I'm not going to probably don't flex it a lot. Blue Jays is probably another team that I might try to get good amount of exposure to tomorrow. I'm off of flexing.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of right there with you on the Blue Jays. I mean, Springer has been absolutely mashing recently. Vlad, probably the MVP. Simeon, obviously very good. And then the rest of the outfield is not terribly priced with Hernandez, Dickerson, Gurriel. I like the stack quite a bit, even though the Mariners have an all right bullpen behind them. Flexen just is not a huge strikeout guy, so the ball's going to be put in play. And it's 90 degrees over in Seattle. Again, open-air dome. This is a heat advisory in Seattle right now. They're just absolutely blazing up there in multiple different ways. But I like these Toronto bats. Any interest in the Mariners bats?
Not really, honestly. If I do, maybe like a few like one-offs or like I said, mini stacks. Like more so the righties like Mitch Haniger, Ty France, Toro, who's been hitting the ball pretty well since he's been traded over here from Houston. Spots like that is maybe just like things I would get to, but not really heavy on it though.
Yeah, pretty much Mitch Haniger and Kyle Seager as one-offs to me. That's really it. I mean, I respect Ray too much, and I think that a lot of his moderate struggles recently have been because of the matchups. Let's go to the morning grind game and get on out of here. Pitcher under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. Who you got?
Who did I see before that I loved?
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of guys you can pick.
I want to go McClanahan, Shane McClanahan.
I like that. I'm going to go with Alzolay. We didn't even take the easy guy in Molly. Pitcher over 8K to get under 15 points. Who's your top end bust?
I'm not going to do that. It's too easy. But I'll sit there and say, actually, I was going to say it. Forget it. Jack Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty? Was that the easy one?
I think that's easy. I think he's at 15 fantasy points, right, or less.
Yeah, I mean, that's 15 or less, but yeah, I mean, yeah, who knows? I'm going Blake Snell because it's either going to be 40 or minus 14. So right. I figure it's a coin flip. I got a 50% chance of him being absolutely terrible. Hitter over 4K to hit a home run. Who's your top end bat today?
My top end bat is going to be I'm going to go JD Martinez.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid one. I think you could take anyone in the Boston game, and you're probably good. I'm going with Nelson Cruz at 4.6K. Bat under 4K to get two or more hits. You got?
I'm going to go with Jock Peterson. I like Atlanta a little bit today.
I like that call. I definitely like that call there. I'm going Josh Donaldson at 3.8K. Seems a little bit cheap. I do like McClanahan, but just a cheap price with Donaldson. Stack to score five or more runs. I'm just going to say no Boston allowed here because that's just far too easy. Who you got?
I agree with that. That's too easy of a pick. I mean, I like Atlanta too. I like Atlanta a lot. That's one of my favorite stacks, so I'll say Atlanta.
I'm going to go with the Rays, and I think that should do it. Man, got through 3 days of hosting. I think I barely fudged up. Man, I feel good about myself, but thanks for joining me. Any last-minute thoughts before we get on out of here?
No, not really. Just pay attention to the lineups and pay attention to weather, as always. And good luck, and I hope that you guys all do well in your contest, but come in second place behind me if you're playing my contest.
Look at that confidence. I like it, and it's not even confidence. Just because it always happens. You're always up at the top of the leaderboard, but thanks for joining me. Good luck on your contest tomorrow, guys. We're out of here. Hey, kids!